As early and absentee ballots trickled in after election night, Democrat Mary Peltola was never able to close the gap between her and her Republican challenger, Nick Begich. And under Alaska's ranked choice voting system, Begich was never able to get past the required 50% threshold to win. That is until the Division of Elections added the second choice ballots from two other candidates in the race to the final totals.
So in round three, we have an unofficial winner, Nick Begich, with 51.31% of the vote over Mary Peltola.
After the final count, Peltola issued a statement thanking Alaskans for the honor of serving. She also thanked her campaign and congressional staffers for their support and for their achievements. "You've lifted me up during difficult times," she wrote. "You achieved generational wins for Alaska. You brought so many new people into the Alaska political process." Steve Haycox, an Alaska historian, says Peltola was once a student of his who went on to make history herself as the first Alaska Native to represent the state in Congress.
That will serve as an important precedent in Alaska history as it goes forward.
Haycox also says it's too early to write Peltola's political obituary.
So I cannot imagine that her public career is over. I think she'll be back.
Haycox says Nick Begich's win was also historic. He now fills the congressional seat that his grandfather, Nick Begich Sr., once held. In Anchorage, I'm Rhonda McBride.